From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, you're all very welcome to our program. Tonight we will begin a new topic in our series of studies entitled The Central Doctrines of the Christian Faith. Our topic is heaven. Before that, I wish to read from God's Word, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. That'll give you an opportunity now to turn it up. And then we will have the second extract from the testimony of Robert Bell. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians and to chapter 5, beginning at the verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven, if so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts. Almost as soon as our program ended last week, we had a request by telephone for a free copy of Robert Bell's testimony. How delighted we were to see such a response. Please send for your copy of this testimony. Listen to the announcement at the end of the program as to how you can contact us. Here's the second extract. Robert tells us of his teenage years and how he became involved in the habit of heavy drinking.
Muckrafelt was where he was born on the 17th of the 1st, 1959, and I was the third in our family. We were brought up on a farm just outside Muckrafelt, and we were born into a good home. I believe my mother to be a Christian, but my father was not saved and had little time for the gospel. He believed greatly in his church and in his place of worship, so my mother never would have said much. I can remember many nights when I was going to bed and my mother on her knees at the side of the bed, although she never often shared or said very much with us, for I think she actually had a fear of my father. But I was brought up in a good home with loving and caring parents who done everything for us as naturally any parent would do for their son or for their daughter. As we were brought up in the country, it seemed to be that you just were sent along to your local and nearest place of worship. And I was sent along to our local church and was faithfully sent there each and every Sunday. And you never would have missed a Sunday at Sunday school. You just wouldn't have been allowed. That was the way Daddy brought us up. So I was brought up through the Sunday school and through the church. But I have to say, as I stand here before God, that in that time as I was brought up through the Sunday school, I didn't hear that you needed to be saved or that you needed to be born again. But when I came 18 and got my license and bought my first car, I suppose at that stage you could say that Mummy and Daddy, although warning you and telling you at night before you left to go out, that they told you certain places where they wouldn't have wanted you to go, and they'd have told you to be home at a certain time. And I'd have to say, when Mummy and Daddy said for you to be home at a certain time, well, you were home at that particular time. And you know, it's only now that I look back, when I think of the worries that parents have, because I actually have a daughter now, my own self. She was 18 years of age. But I thank God that my daughter of 18 is saved and shall not put her parents through the same torment that I put my mother and father through. I set out as a quiet, very modest fella, well brought up. There was a group of us, there was about 12 of us, some of them were cousins, and some of them were just neighbours, and some of them were friends that we met as we started to go about in our teenage years. We first set out going simply to the picture houses, and of course, as a lot of people say, there's no harm in that. But friends, you don't go to these picture houses to see films that you would sit down and want your mummy and daddy to watch. And that's pure and simple what we want to watch. Films that our mother and fathers, if they had seen us, they would have been ashamed. And that's no lie. We went and watched those films on Friday nights and Saturday nights. And then maybe afterwards at that time, we just went maybe to La Chippe or somewhere, and after that drove around the towns. And you know, we went on in that way for years, but it eventually got that as we left Cookstown to come back, we used to stop off in a place called the Bear Killer on Monday morning. Thank God now it has been knocked down. And you don't go to these places to drink orange. And I had never ever tasted drink in my life. So we decided we'd buy some. Started off just for those few drinks. But then it got to be on Fridays and Saturday nights, we missed out in the picture houses and we stayed there all night. As I met my wife Alma, I still continued to go on to these places. My wife wouldn't have been a person that would have taken a lot of drink, but wherever I went, obviously, she went too. So I roped her and drew her into it as well. But little did I know that I was actually taking another soul out onto a lost eternity. And I continued on like that for years, but over those years, you don't think it or realise it, but the drink is starting to run your life and to pace your life. And it gets to be that you have to go to these places because that old drug has already taken over and your very bloodstream is full of it.
Our subject is heaven. Now, this topic will occupy for us a program or two, since it is a subject of great importance, and it's also a matter of intense interest amongst all who give any thought to eternal matters. I'm going to give you what I might call a technical definition of death and heaven. It comes from the Westminster Confession of Faith, which was drawn up in 1643 and which is adhered to by Orthodox Presbyterians the world over. Here's what it says. The bodies of men, after death, return to dust and see corruption, but their souls, which neither die nor sleep, having an immortal subsistence, immediately return to God who gave them. The souls of the righteous, being then made perfect in holiness, are received into the highest heavens, where they behold the face of God in light and glory, waiting for the full redemption of their bodies. And the souls of the wicked are cast into hell, where they remain in torments and utter darkness, reserved to the judgment of the great day. Beside these two places, for souls separated from their bodies, the Scripture acknowledgeth none. That's the Westminster Confession of Faith and part of chapter 32. Now, the Westminster Confession of Faith is not my prime authority or rule of faith and practice. The Bible is that. But the Westminster Confession of Faith helps by declaring what it is we believe the Bible teaches. Our authority for believing what we do is the Word of God. And the statement of what it is we believe the Word of God teaches is contained in this Westminster Confession of Faith. I want us to consider just what it is the Bible teaches on this subject of heaven. First of all, let me tell you this. There are three heavens. Now, that may surprise you, but let me explain. First of all, we may refer to the air above us, where the birds fly and the clouds float, as heaven. But that's not what the Bible is speaking of when it speaks of heaven. Then again, we may speak of outer space, with its planets and stars, as heaven. But that, again, is not what the Bible is referring to when it speaks of heaven. No, we come to the third heaven, God's dwelling place. Beyond the stars, beyond the planets, there is that heaven, the third heavens, where God dwells. Paul refers to the third heavens in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, in the verse 2. Here's what he says. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. He is speaking of himself, actually, here, but it's important to notice that the place where God dwells, and to which Paul, for a brief time, was translated, is called the third heaven. This is the place to which the Lord Jesus went when he ascended from the Mount of Olives. Luke chapter 24 and the verse 51, And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. This is the place from which the Savior will return one day. Revelation chapter 19, the verses 11 to 16. Oh, what a day it will be when this begins to happen. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let me quickly say that heaven is the place to which every true believer goes when they die. The Savior said to the thief on the cross, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. What a glorious thing it is to have a confident hope that should we die today, we shall go to be with Christ. You can have this confident hope if you receive Christ as your Savior. If you would like literature on the subject, if you would like help with any spiritual question or matter, don't hesitate to contact us. Remember, the free copy of Robert Bell's testimony tape is available. Just contact us. Tune in again next week when we will take up again the subject of heaven. Good night and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.